Hi, everyone. I'm so sorry I'm a minute or two late. Just doing a recording of my podcast for season three. This is Jordana Baraha from drinkitin_Jordana on Instagram. Or you could find me at jordanatorah.com. Or if you ever want to email me, Jordana, you could do jbarachov@gmail.com or contact me on Sheer Enjoyment. We are in the middle of the series of The Light at the End of the Tunnel. We're almost at the end of that tunnel. I think next week we'll probably finish off the series with Tisha B'Av and getting ready. But today, we're going to get ready for the 9 days. It's the beginning of Av. This Shabbat is Rosh Chodesh Av. And I very much wanted to discuss something with you, very important. When we talk about the 3 weeks, and that's what we've been discussing for some time now, there was an issue with the first temple and why it was destroyed, and the second temple, why it was destroyed. When the first temple was destroyed, a lot of times it's not discussed as much because the second temple everyone talks about is the Sinat Chinam, the faceless hatred. When it talks about the first temple being destroyed, it talks about how there was an internal problem that people had, and it was how much they studied. But not in how they studied the Gemara or how they learned Torah, but it's rather that the people didn't say the proper blessings before they learned. Now, why would that be such a big deal? Not to say the proper blessings. They learned a lot, but they didn't say the blessings beforehand. Because within that is a message. What was happening was that the Torah became so everyday that it didn't have that special feeling anymore, something that had the value that I need to say a blessing for. It was more of like it became automatic. As if I get up in the morning and I brush my teeth in the morning, or I put on my pajamas before I go to bed. But really, when a man puts on his tefillin or his talit, or when someone is praying or learning Torah, and you do it by rote and you do it just by habit, that's wrong. What you want is it to feel the specialness of it. When they sit down and when a person sits down and learns, like when we're learning together, it's important to have the mindset that I am performing a mitzvah, that all of your listeners, you should be giving yourselves a pat on the back. You should feel awesome and amazing, all of you, for taking the time out and saying, I'm going to now dedicate whatever amount of time that Jordana is teaching right now, the 10 minutes, I'm dedicating and I'm excited to listen and learn and to perform this mitzvah. That was missing, and that definitely caused the destruction. There are those commentators that say that there was another reason why the destruction occurred in the first temple. And that was because they didn't keep Shemitah, the sabbatical year, that every 7 years you're supposed to let the earth, the land in Israel go foul. You're not allowed to harvest anything. And so that they weren't conscious. They didn't follow those laws properly. And because of that, the first temple was destroyed. So now what is the lack of enthusiasm and appreciation for Torah study that brought the destruction of the first temple or the failure to observe Shemitah? What do they have to do with each other? Now it seems like these two are contradictory, like one is Shemitah, one is learning Torah, but they are actually one and the same. The purpose of the sabbatical year, the purpose of the Shemitah year, was to guarantee that even farmers whose work is time-consuming and physically demanding would be freed from their duties to devote themselves to Torah at least one year in every 7 years. That now Hashem was saying, okay, you don't have to work the land, you don't have to worry about the land, but now you can study Torah. Neglect of the Torah diminished respect for the Torah, and the wrong attitude towards keeping the mitzvot caused the destruction of the first temple and then our exile from Israel. So that this is just something I wanted to touch on a little bit, that this message, because a lot of times we hear the message over and over again of the second temple, and we don't really hear so much of the first temple. That really, the message of the destruction of the first temple is to reignite within all of us this feeling of excitement, this feeling of yearning to learn and to know more Torah and to appreciate it and to make those blessings beforehand and know that it's special. I want to tie in also this week's Torah portion. This week's Torah portion is a double parsha, Matos Masai. And Masai comes from the word travels. And basically what's happening in this week's Torah portion is that you could say that Moshe Rabbeinu has a diary. He's keeping a journal, a diary of all the different places we departed from along the way. And he uses two different words. He says, Motzeihem, which refers to the starting point, and Matzeihem, which refers to their destination. So what's interesting is that the route was the other way around, meaning it was one chain of journeys bringing them towards their destination. But when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote about it in the Torah, he wrote it in such a way that the journeys were coming from a certain departure. So the focus was more about where they came from as opposed to where they're going to. So let me express that again. Let me explain that again. That when Moshe keeps this journey journal, a little tongue twister, when he keeps his journey journal, the diary of our journeys, he's focusing more about where we're departing from, where we're coming from, as opposed to focusing on where we're going. So the famous Eish Kodesh offers a very interesting answer. He says, he notes that really it should have been read the other way. It should have been Ma'aseim L'motzeihem, that Moshe Rabbeinu should have written about their journeys focusing on their destinations rather than where they're departing from. But Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to provide us with solace. He wanted to give us a different message. He wrote how the nation left the frightening journeys, how they departed from the 42 journeys that they endured and reached their next destination. By this way, Moshe wanted to impart a valuable lesson to us, to you, to me. There is no journey without a motzen exit. If we traverse, it's all up to Hashem. It's all according to Hashem's bidding. Hashem is in charge. And it continues the Eish Kodesh by saying that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Parshat Maaseh at the conclusion of all the travels after he observed how they finally found their way out. Because when a person is still in the midst of the journey, he thinks he will stay in that pain forever. This is our tunnel that we were talking about for the past 2 weeks. And we're talking about the tunnel is not the main location. That we're almost us. In another week or so, we're going to be out of this tunnel, everybody. How powerful are these words of the Eish Kodesh? How true are his words? When you're in a dark cave, when you're in that tunnel, all we can see is darkness. You can't imagine that there's light somewhere, even though I'm telling you there's light at the end of the tunnel, even just a few feet away. During the 3 weeks of mourning, when we lament, when we mourn the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash and the ramifications we suffer until this day, this is especially true. But always during this trying time, Moshe's words of comfort convey a profound message to you and I. Listen, he reminds us, you are on a journey. I am on a journey. We are on a journey right now. And there will be an end. And you know what? We will all emerge from this, I promise you. No matter what you're going through, whatever journey you're on, the focus is where you came from and realize that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And that's the ultimate message that we get from the 3 weeks and we get from this week's Torah portion of Moshe Rabbeinu's journey journal. I hope this inspires you. I hope this helps anybody with any journey that they're on. If you want to contact me, if you want to hear more, you can look me up on Instagram at drinkitin_Jordana, jbaruchov@gmail, jordanatorah.com. And if you want to sponsor any future classes, I'm telling you, it is such a zechut, it is such a merit to sponsor a class in memory of somebody, for aliyah v'neshama, for refuah shleima, for healing, for any type of yeshua, shidduch, hijab. Really, feel free to give a call, to reach out to Sheer Enjoyment, and sponsor a class. I'll speak to you next week. Goodbye.